with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Yeah, welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the post-Turkey Day edition, and I hope your family gathering or wherever you went really well. Mine did, as well as Black Friday. I don't participate. I just relaxed and let the food coma wear off. And here we are on Small Business Saturday. So go out and support your small businesses in your community because, you know what, they are the engine that keeps the American economy going. But I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
This message was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yeah.
So how about getting rid of some leftover turkey?
Got some ideas. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know,
go first, man.
I mean, usually, like, after Thanksgiving, I've eaten so much turkey on Thanksgiving Day that I'm kind of shying away from the leftovers. I might do them once, but if we do a really big turkey, which we did, there's going to be a bunch of it. Now, it was easy for us this year because we have a couple of hound dogs that take it back to their apartments with them.
Yeah, 20-somethings so that still eat like horses, yeah.
I'm sorry about this construction outside. He only comes on when we start talking. So here's something. How about a turkey quesadilla? And it takes about a half pound of shredded turkey. You can use dark or white. A couple teaspoons of minced pickled jalapenos I like. You can use fresh, but I like the pickled. 3 tablespoons of fresh chopped cilantro. I meant to say tablespoons of the jalapeno. And I'll put this on the site. 12 ounces of shredded pepper jack and about 4 of the large flour tortillas. And then some Old World Olive Company's garlic EVO. Wow, that's crazy. So you basically chop all this stuff up and you combine it, and except for the oil. And then you get a nice hot cast iron skillet, and you put a little bit of that oil in the bottom. And you take this mixture and you cut it up into like 4 sections because you're going to have 4 tortillas. Really?
Yeah.
And...
So just talk louder, Bob.
Yeah.
You can just talk over that.
I can be really loud. And then so you take a bunch of this mixture and you put it on half of one of these tortillas and you flip it over and you build them that way in advance. And then you get that pan medium hot and put some of that garlic EVO on the bottom and you just place one at a time, if you're tricky, but one at a time in that pan and you already have them folded in half. I always used to do quesadillas wrong. I would put a tortilla in,
load it all
up,
put
another one on the top, and then try and flip it.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't know any better.
Crap all falls out.
It
you
did.
Don't have a spatula big enough.
It just
fits in the pan.
No,
yeah.
So anyway, it's just nice with turkey, cilantro, jalapeno, pepper jack, cheese, some sea salt, and that turkey turns into something way better than turkey.
Right.
You know, it's just a nice white meat. It's got a nice profile. You could play around with a little cumin, a little garlic. You know, if you have tahini.
It's tahini?
It's T-A-J-I or T-A-J-I-N-I. It's a Mexican tahini. Spice. It's a little skinny, weird bottle. It's all red. It's got like dried tomato and stuff in it. You could play with whatever your favorite Mexican spices are in there. And do it up the way you want. Another good one is a company called Knorr, K-N-O-R-R. They make the powdered chicken bouillon mm-hmm. in the jars, the powdered stuff. They make one that's a tomato bouillon.
Oh.
That's fantastic on Mexican food. It gives you a nice red profile. There's a little bit of chicken bouillon in it. It's a little salty. And it just, again, these are all profiles you're building up. But that's some pretty cool stuff to use, too.
Me, when I got the leftovers on the second day, the first day you kind of heat up everything that you had the day before. That was Friday, right?
It's easy.
It's easy, and you're still
and you
okay
want
with
some
it.
More mashed potatoes.
Right, yeah. I want some more mashed potatoes. You're exactly right. But on that Saturday, Sunday, when you still got a pile of turkey left over, I go down to the lower level, and I go to where I store all those appliances that you only use once or twice a year, and I get out the panini press,
mm.
okay? And that's that little hot and on both the top and the bottom, right, to press. And
like a George Foreman.
Right, yeah. And I don't know what brand I got, but at the end of the day, I take and put some Chipotle EVO on the outside of the bread, and that's going to get me that crispness when the heat comes down on both sides.
Really?
That Chipotle got a little bit of bite to it. And then I just make what is a plate of what my normal plate would look like at Thanksgiving dinner, but I put it on bread. So you're going to have turkey. And here's one that sounds gross, but you're going to love it if you do it. Take a spoonful of mashed potatoes and a spoonful of corn, if you have it left, and mix them together. And put that turkey on there and put a little layer of mashed potatoes and corn on there. And then I take a piece of provolone cheese. And that's my panini
See,
on
like
there.
Like if you were hunting and you were trying to hunt me and shoot me,
right?
If you put mashed potatoes and corn as a bait pile, you'd have me in 5 minutes because there's something about that. A little bit of gravy.
Right, yeah. Yep, and a little bit of gravy on there because the gravy will press off and it sometimes runs away. But so you put that on the turkey level before you put the potatoes and corn on it. You put it together, drop that panini press on there for 3 or 4 minutes, and bang, you have the little Thanksgiving Sammy that is just unbelievable with a little bit of bite on it on the back end with that Chipotle EVO that we get from our friends at Old World Olive Press. Now, if you heard any of that over the construction
that's got
going outside,
earrings.
You got better ears
got
than
great
I do.
Hearing because, you
again, we apologize. But
he only comes on when we're talking.
Right.
On break, he's not around.
Right.
So you know,
but anyway, so that's my favorite turkey leftover is that panini sandwich that happens with, but it's the potatoes and the corn mixed together. I'm sorry if it sounds weird until you try it. You're going to love it.
My son Jordan and Alex, both of them actually do, but they do that. Like they'll put their potatoes on the plate and then they'll put the corn on there and then they'll put the gravy on it.
Right, mix it all up. it's a fabulous bite,
well,
man.
Alex has,
makes my mouth water
Alex
just to think about it.
Alex is an engineer, so he doesn't just mix it up, but he plays with it and manipulates it for like 10 minutes. We're all done eating and he's still trying to get a perfect rectangle on his potatoes. It's like, really, dude? Because we're cutting pie.
Right, yeah. Speaking of pie, are you a pumpkin guy?
I love fresh pumpkin pie.
See, I can't. Yeah, I envision that little pumpkin sitting on that chair where it looks like he's dropping a pumpkin pie. Out, you've seen that cartoon or not? Make a little chair and they set a pumpkin on it, and
so
he looks like
it's like poop.
Yeah, right. The texture, the flavor. I'm just not a pumpkin pie guy. Fruit pie all day long. Love me some fruit pies, but you get some blueberry, some apple, Dutch apple with the piece of sharp cheddar cheese.
Yeah,
that's a home run for me.
So if your wife or better significant other has ever made real pumpkin pie, you will never, ever complain about it because if you roast those pumpkins and then scoop that meat out and put it in a food processor and make the stuff yourself fresh with the eggs and all the stuff they put in it, and then you have a fresh one like that out, it's like custard. It is so stinking good.
Maybe that's why I've never had that.
A lot of pumpkin pie is pasty and dry. Like you have to eat it, even if it's out of a can, you still have to eat it the first day.
Right.
Because by the second day, it's like, I can't swallow it.
You know what? You could use it in your house to put your flooring down.
Yeah.
Because it'd hold those tiles on your floor.
Yeah, patch drywall.
Yeah, I just don't like that. It's not my game.
And then the thing is with the apple pies, like I like the way old school apple pies, like my mom would bake an apple pie on a lower heat for about an hour and a half so the potatoes were nice and apples were nice and soft. My wife likes to do them faster at a higher heat so the apples are kind of crispy. Sounds silly, sounds like trivial, but it just tastes different.
Right.
I like the old school, the way the old ladies when I grew up used to make it. And
yep.
So
where's the pie sale anymore? Where all the ladies in the neighborhood used to make pies. Yeah, boy, those. Yeah.
The health department will shut them down. Because they're mean.
Easy.
Because they're mean.
And if you disagree with that, call Justin Barkley. But. But anyway, there's a great story there I'll share with you later. But anyway, coming up next, one of my favorite guys on this planet we call Earth, Cowboy Rob Russell, is going to impart a little Thanksgiving tradition on us. Stick with us. We'll be back. You're going to take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day.